Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff's G Tonight. Frederick von Finkel says, Jesus the Jew, God incarnate. I met him once. He told me to fuck off. Sir, this is a Wendy's. What the fuck are you doing here with your Jesus hallucination story? How are you doing, people of the regular chat? It's quite impressive. The people are snapping off. I think people have reached their maximum in terms of enduring this whole culture of Jews above everyone else. And I mean, they're snapping off in a way that even I, who has been covering this question for years, I didn't expect that 2024 would be that exciting. Jesus is King is trending on Twitter, on X. And in fact, there is a sub-trend that people added to it. It's King of the Jews. Just to be sure. And the reason it's trending is that Christians are moving into stating that sentence because they've been accused by some of the remaining hosts of the Daily Wire that Jesus is King has an anti-Semitic component to it. And at this point, everything is anti-Semitic. And this is exactly what Candace Owen exposed. This is why it's so current and so important. People are tired that everything is anti-Semitic, and they are signaling at this point, we won't care anymore about the word anti-Semitic. If you keep spreading it thin, that thin, we're not going to care anymore about it. We're all anti-Semite, if that's the case. Saturn Shine says, yeah, and if they are committed to another nation and group, I don't know what it was in reference to, perhaps a response to someone else on the chat. But people are done, and they're done in a way that I was done like 6 years ago. But it's fascinating that now there's a mass of people. It's now a normie thing to say, well, you know what? Your anti-Semitic accusations, and Rabbi Shmuley is celebrating Candace firing in such a disgusting manner that you can only be alarmed at this, at this behavior, and there's no way you can side with him given the craziness of what he's doing. He's been wearing a costume that is absolutely ridiculous. We'll get to this. But first, US and NATO issue a rare solidarity message after Moscow attack as death toll rises to 137. Of course, the powers of the American Empire and NATO, which is pretty much the American Empire, they are saying it's not us, and we are joining the chorus expressing horror. And most importantly, they are underlining that, oh, you know, Putin is going to use this as an excuse to strike Ukraine stronger. To which I would say, you don't have the moral high ground to say this. Because what did you do on the 9/11 attacks? You attacked a country that had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. You attacked Afghanistan, and then you attacked Iraq. So in the domain of using a crisis to justify a military strike, the U.S. has the worst CV of all time. So it's the playbook of the U.S. forces to do this. And now you're crying because maybe some other country is going to do this. Absolutely ridiculous. Saturn Shine says, Jesus was invented as a savior long after his death. No one would remember things he said for decades. That is a possibility. That is a possibility that the message of Jesus was not fully retained by those who tried transmitting it. It's a possibility. It's also a possibility that oral tradition was strong enough to carry it to the written form quickly. New guy says, but if the U.S. warned them, how did the U.S. know it was coming? Those are questions we still don't have answers to. But if only you knew how bad things really are. This is one of the faces of the of the terrorist of Moscow. Oh my God, he's not looking good. They have been in court, so we have seen all of their faces today. People have been speculating, is this an old torture picture? Because or is this one of the terrorists of Moscow? I don't know, but people were speculating that perhaps the terrorists of Moscow have been given electrical shocks to their balls. You can see an electrical wire here connected to some sort of device. Oh, that doesn't look good. Oh my God, the Russians, they have the most spectacular methods when it comes to obtaining the truth. They don't fuck around. One of the shooters is literally unconscious in court. He was carried to court on a basically an hospital bed or some chair. All right, so the Russians, they are a people from another era, and torture seems to be part of their tradition. So what we know about the terrorist suspect of the Moscow shooting, Dalerjon Mirzoev, 32, illegal immigrant from Tajikistan. So he was overstaying a work visa, and he is the father of four young children. Sadakrom Rashabalizoda, 28, allegedly born in Tajikistan but lived in Moscow. Shamsuddin Fabridini, 24, born in Tajikistan, factory worker, father of an 8-month-old baby. And Muhammad Sobir Fezov, hairdresser, wheeled in on a stretcher to court. All have been reportedly charged under Russia's Terrorist Act for their alleged involvement in the Krakow City Hall terrorist attack. The maximum penalty is life imprisonment. So we can see those are, this is the race in Tajikistan, basically Middle Eastern mixed with Asiatic Russian. It is one of those extremely mixed populations. Someone says hairdresser, interrogation mark. Seems to. And among the whole crisis around Candace Owens and her firing from the Daily Wire or her separation from the Daily Wire, an account is rising on X, Standus Owen, the number one stan of Candace Owens. Stan being a term for fans, basically. They are fans, but they are more dedicated. And Standus is actually Nick Fuentes. I don't know how long Nick Fuentes can survive on X under this alternative nickname. But for now, he is back on X under Standus Owen. If Candace Owens has 1 million fans, I am one of them. If Candace Owens has 5 fans, I am one of them. If Candace Owens has 1 fan, I'm him. If Candace Owens has no fans, I have been unalived by Ben Shapiro. If the Jewish state of Israel is against Candace Owens, I'm... Beep! Censored. Oh my God, Nick Fuentes cannot stop to meme. It's great. He's been following me. So I am one of the first person followed by Standus. I love this concept of a stan of Candace Owens, especially given that she has denied knowing him. You know how in her whole defense against these accusations of anti-Semitism, she has been saying, I don't know Nick Fuentes, but you know this already. Well, Candace, maybe it's time you get to know Nick Fuentes, you know, because I see these people trying to play the game of being poor, never having talked to Nick Fuentes. But at this point, we can see what this system is. We can see it for what it is, Candace, because you've been trying the poor approach, and they clearly signal to you that No matter how poor you want to be, even if you've never spoken to Nick Fuentes ever, they will still attach you to his reputation. So it's time for you to interview each other, talk to each other, understand each other. And in general, people need to be much more open about canceled people. So the terrorists have confessed, so I don't think there will be much of a trial of facts. They have confessed. Interestingly, not only have they committed the shooting, but one of the terrorists has acknowledged setting the fire that destroyed the roof. So they have intentionally set a fire. That was still an open question yesterday. It is now resolved. Meanwhile, Russia prepares for further airstrikes on Ukraine. Up to 26 bombers are reportedly preparing to take off and strike targets in Ukraine with X-101 and KH-22 missiles. Video for illustration. We have yet to see an official response of Russia in terms of strikes, but it may be coming. Now, we have to address the bizarre case of Rabbi Shmuley, who is at the heart of the firing, the whole affair of the firing of Candace Owen. And get ready for some Jewception here. There is a tradition, Purim, and as part of Purim, which is a celebration of the survival of the Jewish people, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the survival of the Jewish people to another Shoah, that one having happened in the 5th century before the current era. There was an Achaemenid Empire, and they got they survived. The Achaemenid Empire wasn't successful at exterminating the Jews, and so that is why they celebrate Purim. And there's a sub-tradition of this Purim thing where they wear masks and costumes called the Adlo Yada. Well, Rabbi Shmuley was celebrating the Adlo Yada, and he decided to... Here's the costume. Before I show it to you, I want to explain the concept. Rabbi Shmuley wanted to be the Jew that exists in Candace Owens' anti-Semitic head. So, like, think, you have to think like Rabbi Shmuley. So, Candace Owens is an anti-Semite. She must hate the Jews. So the way she sees Jews, they must be pretty ugly, okay? They must have all of the exaggerated features that you would give to a Jew in an anti-Jewish cartoon of some sort. And this is Rabbi Shmuley's perception of the Jews as he thinks, how do anti-Semites perceive us? A Jew wrapped in cash with Christian blood over his chest, painting the terms the Candace Jew. So that's the name of his costume for this Purim, the Candace Jew. Filt written on his forehead, a large cartoonish nose, Israeli flags on his cheeks, and there are other components that I will let Rabbi Shmuley explain.
Hi, everybody. Purim is a day of celebration. We feel bad for Candace Owens that she lost her job, so I figure with her image of what Jews are supposed to look like, why not at least validate her? I am dressed up as a Candace Owens Jew. Now, this is not a Christian child, it's a Jewish child, but if it would be, I got my Christian blood. Spicy, delicious.
He has a Christian blood cup. This is the next level of the Stanley Cup. Rabbi Shmuley is drinking Christian blood.
I got my Jewish nose. I have filth, because Jews are all filth. And more than anything else, what does 80 have?
Money!
Yeah, we Jews are all about money!
All about the Benjamins.
Wait, all about the Benjamins. Wait, I'm getting a little bit thirsty. Where's the matzah? I don't want to finish the whole thing and not mix it into the matzah. So can someone just bring me... She did say that I was getting... She liked that tweet that I'm getting drunk on Christian blood. So let's do it right.
So this is all because... As part of the accusation that Candace Owens is anti-Semitic, she has liked a tweet. She has liked a tweet in which it was like someone saying, "Hey, Candace, I support you," blah, blah, blah. And then the person at some other place in the tweet talked about, drinking Christian blood is bad. And so now Rabbi Shmuley is blood libeling Christians in general and Candace Owens in particular by saying, "Oh, this is how you perceive us." This is, you have to be deranged mentally to write filth like this onto your forehead. It doesn't matter if you have an explanation that, "Oh yeah, I'm not doing it because I think I'm filth. I'm doing it because I want you to know just how much I know that you think I'm filth." It's like, okay, two levels of theory of mind. It's like Jewception. It's like, "Oh, I'm thinking about what you're thinking about my thinking." No, in the end, you have a huge personal issue if you end up dressing like this. It means that you revel so much in the hatred of others that you're willing to imagine it. And you're willing to celebrate it. Like, what I do on the New Year's Eve or the Christmas celebration or whatever day I would celebrate, I would do what I like to do. Because if you tell me you have an holiday, well, I'm going to do what I love doing that day, whatever it is. Might be eating, might be whatever I enjoy. If on a day of celebration, you write the Candace Jew on your chest like this and you write filth on your forehead, it means this is what you enjoy doing. And people are snapping off. People are losing it on Twitter. I mean, this is ridiculous. And on top of it, he seems to be including children in some bizarre way in his performance.
Hi, I'm a Candace Owens Jew. I love Israel and I hate America. Dual loyalty. I'm filth. But I love cash. Love money. It's all.
By the way, this is a rabbi. It's not this is not a low-level Jew. It is a rabbi who was described by other rabbis as an elite, a man of great confidence in whom they have trust. A serious intellectual. This guy has issues. He's kind of gay also in the way he speaks.
All about the Benjamins. Money, money, money. But more than anything else, what I really want, what my giant nose needs just to grow more warts is Christian blood. Let me see if I can find any. Let me see. Are you guys, you Jewish children? This is not my day. This is...
Now he's contemplating the idea of eating those children for the performance. But the problem is that they're Jewish children. So he's looking for Christian children to eat.
Bucks, you're wearing Israeli flags?
Now imagine being in front of children like this and making a joke about potentially eating them, but they're not of the right religion to be eaten. I mean, what happens when these kids, and perhaps these kids, some of these kids may be old enough to understand the language here, but what happens to these kids who are raised in this environment? End of the line, Joel says, "How much does he charge for a 2-hour party?" A lot. A lot.
Are you wearing an Israeli flag? What's this big nose that Zadie has?
Now, look at this. These children are being raised in an extremist environment where they get taught this is how the black lady on the screen sees us. She thinks we have noses like this. These kids are on their way to be extremists.
Is that a big, giant Jewish schmoz?
Imagine, imagine asking a Jewish child, what does grandpa has on his nose? Is that a great Jewish schmoz? This is child abuse. It's child radicalization. It's the Rabbi Shmole to IDF pipeline.
Are you a panda? Are you a Christian panda so I can drink some of this? Yeah.
Are you a Christian panda so I can drink some of this? Oh my God. People are losing it on Twitter. They are retweeting this video and it's like, holy shit, I cannot be. Can you believe it that a serious intellectual of the news, Candace Owen, has lost her job because of this guy? This is how much of an asymmetry there is in our society when you touch the Jewish question, is that they can literally be out there making the most racist, blood libel, like embedded systems of bizarrery, and just for questioning rationally, hey, maybe what Israel is doing is not smart. Maybe it's not good. Just for this, you get fired. Based Saxon says, all Palestinian children are being radicalized into Hamas. What are you doing to your Jewish children? Exactly. Mark D's channel says, this is what hate speech looks like. Absolutely. And I think there's a component in this. I believe that the Jews, they feel pleasure at the idea that they can shut you off from mentioning something about them, and while they can say it. I think it's a little bit like the N-word. The whole idea that, oh yeah, we get to use that word, you don't. And they do it on social media, and they use the N-word everywhere, but you do it, you get hit by a punch or a kick. I think it's the same thing here. Rabbi Shmole is enjoying to be using stereotypes about the Jews that would get anyone else banned, but for him, it's okay. He's still going to be on these mainstream media TV appearances. He can do whatever he wants, and he likes to show it. Saturn Shine says, from Joel Davis, keep the pressure up and they will do the rest of the work for us. So after this big day of blood libel, of abuse of the whole Jewish and the whole your anti-Semitic trope, people have had enough and they came out and they started saying all together, Christ is King. This was also in response to the colleague of the people at the Daily Wire, coming out with a very bad take that has made a lot of people react, saying, but this guy has a complex history. He's a Jew racially, and he converted to Christianity. He says he has always felt welcomed by most Christians, but that there was a subset of Christians that still are annoying to him, and those are the Jesus is King Christians. Because they may have questioned the legitimacy of his conversion.
Grown. You know, when I did this, by the way, the priest who baptized me said, you know, Christians won't accept you. You'll still be a Jew. And I said, well, I am. That's my race. I'm a Jew. I'm proud of my race. It's a great race. It's done many, many great things, including write the Bible. And, you know, I am a Jew. But that hasn't happened at all. Christians have welcomed me with open arms, except this Christ the King anti-Semitic crowd.
So this connection here, this jump is not justified. Christ is King, anti-Semitic crowd. He makes the jump between the two IDs, non sequitur. Now, the argument for Christ is King being an anti-Semitic thing is because Christ is King is a reference to statements of the Bible that eventually all knees will bow to Jesus Christ. So it's a reference to the people who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ, and that would include the Jews. And it's a reference to a point of time in the future where they will accept Jesus Christ as king, because it will be made obvious to them as there is some kind of a return. I'm not super privy of the details of this, but there's some kind of a return of the Messiah, and they eventually kneel to him. So it's a reference to those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ will have to do it either here on earth or or as they die and they are sent to hell, or as they die and they are accepted to heaven.
Christ is the king, and one day every knee will bow and recognize it, because he's not just my king, he's king of the universe. But when you use that phrase to mean that God has abandoned his chosen people, the Jews, through whom he came into this world incarnate, and that he's broken his promises, his covenant with the Jews, you are quoting scripture like Satan does in the Bible. You are.
And so here, this is, Candace Owen took issue with this, and a lot of Christians took issue with this. He's looking at it from a very non-Christian perspective. He believes that it's an exclusionary message, but it is correct. Basically, Christians have agreed between each other that with the Bible and with their tradition, they have agreed that if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, you're not a Christian. And you are something else. You may be a Jew. You may be someone else. The whole use of Satan here is because there is a principle in Christianity that basically scripture can be, that the devil can present itself to you through appearances that are pleasant, and you may even see a misuse of scripture or a misinterpretation of text made by evil people or by people who are just misinformed. He's trying to pull this Christian principle against another Christian principle, which is the Christian principle of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord. Suggesting, which by the way is not what people teach. Like, if you go in a church right now, you're not going to learn that the Jews have been abandoned by God. I've never heard this by a pastor, literally. But he's looking at it from the perspective of a Jew, and he feels abandoned. And to him, the fact that a bunch of people have decided together to say, we are accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord, anyone else, you're not part of our club. To him, he feels rejected by it, and he feels that this is anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic in my view. It's just that you were excluded from a club. It's like, imagine there's a club of experts at parachuting, and they do more and more complex parachuting. And at first they invite me, but eventually they get into super complicated parachute activities. And they say, JF, you can't make it at this. You didn't get enough training. We're leaving you behind. We're going to continue doing our expert parachute performances, you're not part of the team anymore. Are they anti-JF? They're not. They just moved on to something else. And Christianity was a moving on to something else. The people who are left behind are not the victim of discrimination. They have just decided not to move with the rest. When a social club moves forward toward a new idea or a new level of expertise that you can't access, you don't deserve to be in their social club unless you want to do the work. And the work would be to accept Jesus Christ. Now, as it turns out, this guy accepted Jesus Christ, but the other Jews haven't.
Quoting scripture to your purposes, and that to me is specifically wicked, you know?
So he's trying to appeal to a Christian value to say, oh, I'm debating Christianity with Christianity, but this is where we can see, Klavan is his name. Klavan, this is where we can see that you're still a Jew. You're trying to do something that is extremely Jewish, which is to to kind of use one belief of a belief system and try to cause an implosion of the entirety of it. By the way, it's a principle of contrarianism, and it's something that I used in the revolutionary phenotype. For example, I try to bug evolution with this technique. But Clavin is trying to do so with Christianity, and he's met a brick wall on X, because at this point, Candace Owens says that his clip here is a spiritual scene of crime, that he is being basically criminal toward giving fairness to Christianity, and that he's attempting something that is deeply sick in trying to attack Christianity from the inside. Rudy Lacid says subvert. He's trying to subvert Christianity, which I would believe it's what he's been trying the whole time.
When you spit that phrase at Ben Shapiro, my friend Ben Shapiro, and you know, I understand this. All of you who love Ben, and I love Ben and Jordan Peterson, you all want to see them find Jesus because you know what joy and freedom that gives you, and you've
Now, he's going to be making the argument that he's a Christian. He would love all of these people to convert to Christianity. And he knows, as a Jew who converted to Christianity, that it's possible. But you shouldn't put it in their face. You shouldn't tell Ben Shapiro that he's going to hell. You shouldn't tell Ben Shapiro that Christ is king, because that is anti-Semitic. And look at the argument that he's going to try to do this on is a utilitarian argument. Listen to this one. It's the weakest religious argument I've ever heard.
Certainly feel that it alters your relationship with God. But when I think about this, to be honest with you, you know, and I know some people will disagree with this, but life is not a game show where you guess the name of God and you get to go to heaven. Honk, you know, yes, the name is Jesus. I look at Ben's life and I think if Ben were to embrace Jesus Christ, it would cause devastation to his family, to the people who love him, to the people who listen to him, to his position in the world. I just have this feeling that God has put this guy where he wants him to do what he wants him to do. And as you know, I feel that
if Ben Shapiro was to accept, so I would like Ben Shapiro to accept Jesus Christ, one. But if he was to accept Jesus Christ, you have to understand everything that he would lose. His family would be pissed at him. And it's like, this is utilitarian considerations cannot be justifications for truth. So if religions are claims of truth, either there is a God or there is no God. Either Jesus Christ is a God or there is no God. And there's no such thing as, well, you know, I didn't become a Christian and it was the correct religion, but I did it because my wife would have been pissed at me. This is not the level of argumentation that Christians will accept. They see self-sacrifice, potentially, and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ himself as having been needed for the truth to come out and be communicated to the world. And so I don't think that you will buy any Christian attention with this argument. And in fact, that is what we have seen. All of the Christians like Beis Torba on X came out. You can say Christ is king, you just can't say it to an unbelieving Jew. Not today, Satan. Never negotiate with demons, period. We are to proclaim the kingship of Christ to all of creation, and perhaps most especially to the unbelieving Jew. So Kavlan has been denied here. Candace Owens says, it does indeed seem to be backfiring, but we have to remember we are dealing with an uncreative lot. Smearing people as racist, anti-Semitic, and crazy usually works for them. They don't know how to handle the fact that the public isn't biting this time. Keith Woods commented on the affair and said, in the past week on Daily Wire, Rabbi Barclay told Candace Owen It's anti-Semitic to put Jewish suffering in the same conversation as any other tragedies, to not affirm October 7th as a unique tragedy worse than any other event except the Holocaust, to use the term hag or to defend herself if a rabbi attacks her first. This was followed by ethnic Jew Andrew Klavan, open declaration of Jewish supremacy, where he defined anti-Semitism to include Christians proclaiming Christ is king, hoping Jews convert to Christianity, or not recognizing Jews as the chosen people and the source of the West's success. What you're witnessing is what happens when the most privileged group in society is sheltered from all criticism or open discussion about their power for decades. I believe there is an awakening. People feel that they are deprived of the promises of the very society that the Jews have participated to, which is liberal society. If we're a liberal society, I should be able to say Christ is king. That sounds like a very minimal thing, given everything that's been defended under the First Amendment. There shouldn't be harassment for someone saying Christ is king or even king of the Jews. You can say to someone else that they're wrong in a liberal society, and it's their choice to listen or not to listen. But there is nothing wrong or dismissible or that's cause to firing in telling someone else your system of belief is false, and maybe even you're going to go to hell because it's false. Candace Owen responds to AF Post coverage saying that the comments of Klavan are a spiritual crime scene. Owens added, "Be grateful he provided you clarity as to who he is." I mean, those are clear indicators that Candace is saying, look, there is a subversion of American media and even perhaps American Christianity. And thank them to be so obvious as to what they're doing. Thank them that they are not intelligent enough to hide their stuff into layers of deception that we can't see through. She calls the clip that we have just reviewed a spiritual crime scene. And so you have dozens of people on Twitter who started saying, Christ is king, Christ is king, Christ is king, leading to the trend. Other things that were noted as the Jews were celebrating Purim, libs of TikTok, Shaya Rashik celebrates the Roman Empire collapsing after exiling the Jewish people. So again, a story of vengeance. I think today is a very special day on Twitter because we are in thousands of years of history that are kind of awakening something new in society. People are awakening to the Jewish desire for vengeance against the societies they live in. And here, libs of TikTok. Happy Purim from Rome. The Ark of Titus was built to celebrate the Roman Empire's victory over Jerusalem when they destroyed the Second Temple and exiled the Jews. Nearly 2,000 years later, and the Roman Empire is long gone. Other nations have tried to destroy the Jewish people. They all failed. Today on Purim, we commemorate yet another time in history when God saved the Jewish people from an evil empire. It's a little unfair to say the Roman Empire is long gone because any sort of country that was Jewish or any sort of community that was Jewish is also long at the time is also long gone now. The fact is the Roman Empire is gone, but the people who formed it is very much still alive. It's the Christians. They're doing good across the world. It's not even just the Christians. It's a genetic mix that has basically invaded the world and that has survived through the various populations in which it entered, many of them Christians. But yeah, you see here a libs of TikTok celebrating the fall of an empire. And this makes me think that there will be one day where they celebrate the fall of the American empire. And this, ironically, after controlling so much of its direction. Like, I could celebrate some degree of fall of the American empire. I could celebrate the end of American hegemony in terms of military power over the entire planet. I could celebrate an America that attracts less migrants, an America not of social welfare, but of little means. I could celebrate a post-American empire that is much closer to what I want and what I see as success than the current America. But it seems I may even be celebrating alongside Jews at some point, because the Jews will see it as a point of vengeance to have deprived America of all of the layers that actually, to me, are not good. The stock market, the financial layer of it, the intelligence layer of it, the geopolitical military angle of it. Basically, when they strip the American empire of this and they celebrate laughing, I'll be celebrating laughing myself on my side, because it will mean that we've been left alone. Sneeko congratulates Candace Owens for breaking free and leaving the Daily Wire. This will be our last news item for tonight. Let's see what he had to say.
Props to Candace Owens. Congratulations from freeing yourselves from the chains of Ben Shapiro and Daily Wire, Israeli Wire, from freeing yourself from the shackles of that Zionist platform. Candace Owens, congratulations. There's been a lot of wins so far on the side of truth. So I don't want to go back yet. I think it's a sign that even though I'm losing money on this trip, I'm not making a lot of money. Business-wise, it's hard because the time difference is different. I don't know what time it is where you guys are. It's 10:20 in Dubai. In America, I think it's 2:20 p.m. where it's a whole different audience, a different demographic right now. But I want to continue pushing forward. I don't want to go back yet. I'm losing money. We're giving money away to charity. Once again, projectiftar.org/Nico. We've been feeding a lot of very happy. I'm okay with that because I'm being able to cleanse my wealth, to spread some truth, interact with good people. And also, if it's for selfish reasons, I feel good. You know, I feel good when I'm able to spread the truth. I feel good when I feed people. Beforehand, I used to think, and I know a lot of you guys...
Okay, I don't care about the last part, but he is celebrating the Candace Owens event, and even Alex Jones is in it. He and his hack daughter need to check into rehab. Israeli intelligence should intervene, as he's effectively an anti-Israel campaign at this point. Sad, I hope they get the help they need. And Alex Jones says, this guy is a microcosm of what Israel is doing to itself. Total destruction.